I'm calling now. Oscar Romeo 4, India, Sierra Sierra. This is India, Kilo 1, Sierra Lima Delta, calling for a scheduled ARIS contact. Do you copy, Andre? Over. Oscar Romeo 4, India, Sierra Sierra. This is India, Kilo 1, Sierra Lima Delta, Telebridge Station, calling for a scheduled ARIS contact. Do you copy, Andre? Over. Okay, Andre, your signal is 5 and 5 as us. Today we are acting as a telebridge station for an ESA event with American School of The Hague, International School of Amsterdam, and the British School in the Netherlands. Are you ready, Andre, for the first question? Over.
I'm ready for the first question. Over.
Okay, go ahead, ESA.
My name is Fergus. Can you light a candle or magnesium in zero gravity? Over.
You can, but the flame is a bit strange. The flame is a bit strange. There'll be a small blue ball around the flame, and magnesium you will also be able to fire. At this very moment, we are doing actually a combustion experiment. So you can light, but the flame is different. Over.
My name is Isabel. Do you get homesick? Over.
Rachel, it's so special here in the space station, so fantastic, the floating and the view of the Earth, that I don't get homesick and I can call the family anytime. Over.
My name is Phoebe. After all the time and money invested into space travel, what will be the main benefit to mankind? Over.
Well, Phoebe, the main benefit is, of course, that we explore, that we know now our position in the universe. And like with sea travel and air travel, we will find new possibilities to gain, to discover. So there's a lot to gain, and this is the main benefit for us. Over.
My name is Isaac. How long does it take to get to the ISS? Over.
Well, Isaac, it takes about 2 days. It's much easier to go down and shorter, but the 2 days are used to calculate where exactly the space station is and where we are and when we have to ignite the engines to get there. So, 2 days. Over.
My name is Charlotte. Do you believe in aliens or life out there? Over.
Yes, Lauren, I believe in that. There are so many planets out there, and I am sure there is life on those planets, but I cannot prove it. So far, we are the only ones. Over.
My name is Ross. Do astronauts feel a temperature increase when re-entering the Earth's atmosphere due to the heat increase on the outside of the aircraft? Over.
Well, Ross, we don't feel it because we are in our spacesuits with good ventilation. But the temperature indeed increases when we land. It's about 28 to 29 degrees in the space station. It's, say, 20. Over.
My name is Tom. Can you see the houses and man-made things from the space station? Over.
Well, for houses, we are too far away, but you can see man-made things like dikes or big things like in Dubai in the water where they have artificial islands. So you can see man-made things. Over.
My name's Joop. How does it feel to be launched into space? Is it painful? Over.
No, Joop, it's not so painful. We are sitting in a special seat and we are lying down, so it's about 3 times your body weight, so it's not so painful. The return is more painful, but then you get more G-forces on your body. Over.
My name is Alex. On Earth, we use north, south, east, and west. How do you determine directions in space? Over.
That's a good question, Socratic. We don't have up and down, but we have, of course, a fixed orbit around the center of the Earth, and we have an angle of 51.2 degrees with the equator, and we have to look at the map exactly where we are all the time because it goes so fast. Over.
My name is Jessica. When you push against the wall of the space station to move around, does it change the orbit of the space station? Over.
Excellent question, Ellie. Indeed, when we move too much, we can the space station moves as well, especially when we do it at the ends of the space station or when we do a certain exercise which is not isolated, then the whole station moves a bit. But the center is still in place, and we have big gyroscopes and engines to keep us in the right position. Over.
My name is Sarah. Do you get to wear your own clothes, or are you given special clothes? Over.
Well, Sarah, we cannot bring so much up, so there is clothes brought up for us. But you can have some things sent up for you with special pieces, with a special text, for example, so that is possible. Over.
My name is Jonathan. Are there any similarities between space technology at the space station and Star Wars movies? Over.
No, Jonathan, I wish there were, because there is great technology in those science fiction series, but unfortunately we don't have that yet. So in that sense, not so much similarities. Over.
My name is Michelle. What is the longest time you have been in space, and how do you communicate with your family? Over.
Well, Michelle, if I'm going back, it will be 191 days. The first flight was 11 days, so this is a bit longer. And I communicate by email, by phone, and once a week we also have a video contact, so I can see the family as well. Over.
My name is Roger. Have you been out of the station and floated around in space? Over.
No, not yet. I'm fully trained for that, and it might happen if something breaks down. My Russian colleagues have made a spacewalk, and there might be another coming, and that was planned. So for us, there's nothing planned at the moment, but who knows? Over.
My name is Shaunak. What are your views on commercial space travel? Over.
Well, Shaunak, it will be like shipping and aviation. There will be a lot of commercial space travel in the future. The only thing I hope is that it's not damaging the ozone layer, so we have to find good technologies to do that. And who knows, maybe you go as well. Over.
My name is Clemente. When did you become interested in space? Over.
Right, and I got interested when my grandmother gave me 3 science fiction books, and after that I wanted to become an astronaut, and I saw how beautiful it was and how useful. When I was 12, then. Over.
My name is Igor. How does being in space affect your health and thinking processes? Over.
Oh, Igor, an interesting question. It affects surely your health. It's bad for your bones and your muscles. That's why we have to train every day and do exercises. And also the thinking process is different because up and down is not here, so it's easy to lose things and you have to really to concentrate on what you're doing. Over.
My name is Ellie. After being in space so long and seeing Earth from so far away, do you still see mankind in the same way? Over.
No, not really, Ellie. I think everybody should see this and realize how small and limited our planet is. It's a fragile planet with limited resources, and I think it's very important that we all realize that. And most astronauts become, say, environmentalists because we have to be careful with this planet. Over.
My name is Alma. Are there any experiments happening on the ISS that can lead to knowledge about life on Mars? If so, what are they?
From our office.